AFN Bavaria Radio News. I'm Sergeant Owen Thez. Recently, the 5th Battalion, 4th Air Defense Artillery Regiment conducted a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear best squad competition in Ansbach, Germany. Here's Staff Sergeant Danilo Pascaretta with the story.
During the event, soldiers from the unit completed complex seaburn tasks ranging from ruck marches to taking a written test in the gas chamber. Lieutenant Colonel Kyle Anderson, the commander of the 5th Battalion, 4th Air Defense Artillery Regiment, talked about the performance of the soldiers during the competition.
It's just great to be out here. The soldiers did a phenomenal job today. They proved once again that they're some of the toughest competitors and some of the smartest soldiers that America has to offer, and they're just phenomenal.
Lieutenant Colonel Anderson also spoke about the most challenging part of planning the competition.
The most difficult aspect of putting this all together is, number one, the coordination for all the units. This was a battalion-level event. But additionally, another layer of complexity is ensuring that our soldiers have trained ahead of time on the 10-level tasks that they're required to do out here, amongst all the other training that we require them to do on top of everything else.
Private First Class Isaiah Mason, a competitor in the competition, shared what he enjoyed most during the event.
My favorite part? I think it had to be carrying them on a litter. That was the hardest part, so I just knew I had to push myself. And I had to keep motivating my teammates. I could tell they had to take a couple breaks, but it was all good. But be patient with your teammates. Be mentally ready, because, man, I wanted to stop so many times. But, like, you know, you just got to be ready, physically, mentally, and just be patient with your teammates. Be patient.
For more information on the 5-4 Air Defense Artillery Regiment, visit the 5th Battalion, 4th Air Defense Artillery Facebook page.
I'm Sergeant Owen Thez, AFN Bavaria, Radio News.